no one ever did any of those things in golf, so I did it differently. And I had the success doing it differently. And I think that's what people sometimes see and have gravitated towards.
Born in Cypress, California, this legend will be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. A big happy new year to everybody out there. Thank you for listening to today's Super U podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. My hope is that in 2022, it is your most focused year ever, meaning that you're playing big, not simply just paying the bills. And that's the point of the podcast. My hope is this helps unlock and unleash the superpower that is within you. All of us are a superhero. We just need the courage to wear the cape. And that's why my hope is the Super U podcast gives you that courage to put on that cape, maybe not every day, but more and more days each and every year, in 2022 being your best year yet. So we're going to get 7 super tips from Eldrick. That's right, Eldrick. The first initial is after his father, Earl. And then the last initial is after his mother, who is a traditional Thai name. So it's Eldrick Tont Woods. That's right. You better know him as the animal, Tiger Woods. He'll be giving us 7 super tips. As some of you may know, his father, Earl, named his son Tiger because his fellow soldier and friend, Colonel Vuong Dang Phong, was also known as Tiger. Now, I'm not sure you can buy a tiger on Amazon, but you can pretty much buy anything else. You can buy a Tiger Woods head cover. You might buy some golf balls, because if you golf like me, you need plenty of them. Hopefully, I don't shank as many balls in 2022 as I did in 2021. But Amazon Prime, Amazon, make this all possible, and so do you, the listener. So if you haven't used Amazon before, you're the only person on the planet that hasn't. Obviously, you use them. But they're great. And they also give you, if you're Amazon Prime, you can get some free movies or get discounted movies as well. Many folks do not know that. But what we're here to talk about today is Tiger Woods. And you get 7 super tips from the golf legend. Before we do that, I want to tell a quick story. My friend was actually at a hotel gym, was working out, and he saw Tiger was in the same gym. And he's sitting there going, man, I don't want to bother him, but my friend at the time was really fixated that everyone has a number. And so he read a book that's like, everyone has a number. Whatever that number might be, everyone has a number. So he goes, I got to ask Tiger what his number is. So he walks over, excuse me, Mr. Woods, what's your number? And Tiger goes, 18. And my friend is a golf aficionado, says, of course, 18, you want to beat Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 major wins. Majors for non-golfers like the Masters, the U.S. Open, the British Open, or my friends across the pond would say, how dare you? We are the Open. There's no U.S. Open, it's British Open. We are the Open in the PGA Championship. But my friend goes, okay, 18, that makes sense. You want to break Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 major wins. And Tiger looks at him and goes, nope, that's not it. He goes, well, if that's not it, what's the 18? He goes, I want to shoot an 18, which means you want to get a hole in one on every hole. Like, his goal when he went out to play golf was to shoot an 18. So I hope that all of us have those laughable goals like that. That moonshot, that big hairy goal, the BHAGs. You go out there and just put it out there, man. 18. Nope. I want to shoot a hole in one on every hole. Our team had to look this up, just how likely someone is to shoot a hole in one. So out of 3,500 rounds of golf, you'd get a hole in one. So for every 3,500 rounds of golf, on average, you'd get a hole in one. Now, I play about 10 times per year max. So think about that, 3,500 times you have to play, then you'll get a hole in one. Tiger's sitting there going, I want to shoot an 18. I want to shoot a hole in one on every hole. I'd love to hear what your number is, whatever it might be. Shoot me an email, equalman@equalman.com. And also feel free to send in your voicemail questions or just type in your question. We love answering questions on the show. Again, equalman@equalman.com. But right now, what we want to do is we want to unwrap those 7 super tips from Tiger Woods. So let's get into it. What is your mindset around losing? You hadn't lost much early in your career. Obviously, like most, towards the twilight, you start to lose more. You can't win them all. What's your mindset?
Not scary, no. It's frustrating sometimes in a sense you have to explain yourself when you don't win. Even, you know, sometimes people just outplay you. That's just the way it goes. Or the fact that you make mistakes. That's never been easy. Ever. Never, ever. That's never my intent. I really didn't care about being famous. The only thing I cared about is winning golf tournaments and winning major championships and trying to beat these guys out here. That to me was my goal.
Over the course of your storied career, you've had super highs and super lows, which is quite common, but yours are super, super high and super, super low. They're well documented. For the super highs, what was the foundation for this?
I'm certainly not a person who's gregarious and certainly outgoing, but more reserved than anything. Well, I think life experiences, and I think having two great parents certainly shaped that. Giving me the tools and the confidence and the knowledge to go ahead and do that, and the guidance. I mean, that's instrumental. Not everyone has, you know, two great parents.
Yeah, it's a strong father-son relationship. And you first began playing at the Navy golf course, which I think your dad had access to. Your dad, Earl, had access to. And it's crazy, but you shot a 48 for 9 holes at the age of 3. Sometimes I can't break 50 today. And so it's crazy, at the age of 3, you shot a 48, and then you first broke 80 at the age of 8, and first broke 70 at the age of 12. It always goes back to me. I've never broken 80. I don't think that could happen. 70's not going to happen. But that's crazy that at the age of 8, you broke 80, and at the age of 12, you broke 70. So obviously, we have our parents, and then now we've become parents. And so it's interesting, because when you become a parent, then you start to figure out what's nature versus nurture. And it's that gray area, right? It's that balance, nature versus nurture. Now, recently, there's some great shots of you playing with your son, Charlie, in the father-son match play. And the announcer said that they couldn't find a flaw in Charlie's swing. Now, for you, is it odd now that you're a parent and your parents have passed away and they have passed the torch to you for the next generation? So talk to me a little about parenting.
It puts things in perspective, you know, real fast. You know, going through, you know, watching my dad get sick and, you know, ultimately passing, and then the birth of my two kids, it's pretty special to see, you know, my kids light up and see the smile on their faces. I wouldn't say necessarily shaping their talents. I think providing the environment for them to choose whatever they want to choose and be successful and, you know, be leaders in their own right. And hopefully I can do that for our kids.
Everyone on this show, everyone that's achieved great success or is a thought leader or Olympic champion, or for you, where you're just one of the greatest golfers of all time, you have that competitive spirit. But how do you feel that competitive spirit? And it's hard because it can be very difficult and there's some dark days. But talk to me about how do you fuel that competitive spirit?
One of the things my dad always taught me is that if you put a lot of effort into it, you're going to get results. But if you don't put any effort into it, you're not going to get any results out of it. But more importantly, you don't deserve any results. So if you get out what you put into it. And one of the things that my dad always did when I was growing up, he always kept it competitive and fun. And I love to compete, so you kind of just always fed upon that. And my whole goal, my entire childhood, was to try and beat my dad.
Yeah, not everyone gets a ribbon. And I think that we're starting to learn that. And these generations, amazing with Generation Y and Generation Z, is we've been punched in the mouth during this pandemic. So that's one of the things I'm super excited about, is that this generation has gotten up, they've dusted themselves off and realized that, okay, I might have grown up getting the 11th place ribbon, but it's really a competition out there. That the real world is a competitive forest. It's a competitive jungle, and not everyone wins. They don't. So how do you set up that competition? How do you set up drills? How do you measure up? Or it's interesting when you think about, let's say you play tennis. Before you go into that match that counts, do you want to play tennis against someone better or weaker? If you're any good, you want to play someone better. So then when you get into that arena, it's easier. You've played harder competition, so the actual day of the match, the actual time you're going to measure up, is actually easier. The losers, what they do is they play against someone that's weaker than them, so they give them that false sense of security. But as you practice, it's always best to practice against someone that's better. Now, shifting gears, now there's expectations. And now expectations, all of a sudden for you, it becomes, Nicholas or bust, meaning you've got to get to that 19th major win. No matter what kind of injuries might come in the way, no matter what kind of personal issues that have come that have been well documented, personal relationships and some of the hardships that you've gone through that have been off the course that affected your play on the course. But when you think about these expectations, how do you live up to them or how do you deal with that?
Well, that's fine. They can expect all they want, but I've always had this one bonus to my personality. My expectations are so high, no matter what anybody else expects, it's going to be lesser than what I expect of myself.
Yeah.
So that's a big bonus. And plus, I really don't give a darn what they think. I love the competition. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm just one of those people that just loves to compete. And if I didn't have that, I'd try and find it someplace else.
That's the beautiful thing about golf as well, is often you're competing against yourself or competing against the course. But talk to me about, how do you mind over matter? Now that you're older, you have a few lingering injuries, how do you adjust? Like one of your friends, Michael Jordan, developed a fadeaway jumper later in his career since he could no longer jump over everyone. He said, I got to adjust. Okay, I got to do more of a fall-away jumper. Or on defense, I got to be more savvy in terms of seeing the whole court defensively rather than just focused and using my athleticism against this individual. I've got to be able to see the whole court defensively and how that works and who can help me and how I can help others. But mainly with Jordan, you think about it's that iconic fadeaway jumper later in his career when he couldn't jump over everybody. Now, you're the first billion-dollar athlete. Let me repeat that. You're the first billion-dollar athlete in history. I'm not sure many of our listeners know that you're the first billion-dollar athlete in history. How do you avoid complacency? And most importantly, how do you adjust when maybe you're not as athletic, you're older, there's certain things you can't do? How do you adjust your game? How do you adjust your mindset?
I'm naturally a tactician. Even when I was hitting the ball long and blown over the top of bunkers, that was the strategy. And so I used my mind, and then eventually the method I used allowed me to master my craft. That part hasn't left me. I know how to get it done. I just need to get into a position to get it done.
Now, there aren't too many folks in the world that are so dominant that they just stand head and shoulders above all-stars. So how do people like you in golf or Jordan in basketball, if you think about LeBron in basketball or Messi and Ronaldo in soccer or football in other parts of the world, how do you come in and become so dominant that you're almost bigger than the game?
I don't think we're necessarily bigger than the sport. I just think that we've had so much success in the sport. And I think it's in the way we've done it, whether it's through just pure dominance, or maybe someone may have a more flashy personality as well as dominating. Some people are, they may do it differently than anyone's ever seen it done before in the past. And I think that's where I think people kind of gravitate towards. What Messi and Ronaldo are doing now in soccer is just phenomenal, but two different ways of doing it, right? And then you have Jordan come in into the league. He did it completely different than anybody else. And then when I came into golf, I done differently because no one had ever trained. No one ever lifted weights. No one ever ran miles. No one ever did wind sprints. No one ever did any of those things in golf. So I did it differently. And I had the success doing it differently. And I think that's what people sometimes see and have gravitated towards.
Those are 7 super tips from golf legend Tiger Woods. I hope they help you step into becoming your superhero. I hope they help you kick off 2022 with a bang. This podcast is not possible without you listening. So thank you so much. Thank you for publishing your ratings on Apple and iTunes. It's a huge help. And also a big thanks to all the folks here at Equal Man Studios that make it possible. There's the great Kelsey Gomez, there's Jake Brin, and then, of course, Maritza Gutierrez. But thank you, the listeners, and thank you for joining us again for the Super U podcast. I am your host, Equal Man. I'm sending big high fives and hugs out to you out there because you are a superhero. Let's have the courage to wear that cape in 2022. So until next time, remember, it's certainly not what we take from this world. It is what we leave behind.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3, 2,
1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.